Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph and Beis on the 12th line, Uminayin. Minayin Shahitzah Kuya Malacha. What's the source that Haitzah is called a Malacha? Veshmoba Nachman Meshem Rabbi Yonason, Shamalayan, Minado, Beitzab Moshe, Veyavu Kol B'machane, Leimo, Ish Isha, Aliasu Oid Malacha to Ushmas HaKodesh, Veichal Ha'am Mehavi. Nimnu ha'am la'itzim mivatim b'liten le'givboim. The first line says from Rav Shmuel ben Nachman quoting Rav Yonason. The pasuk says in Shmos Perek Lamed Vav pasuk Vav, and Moshe commanded, and the message was spread throughout the camp, saying a man or woman should not do any more for the melacha for giving towards the kodesh, and the nation stopped giving. People refrained from taking from their houses to give to the treasurers in Rosh Hashanah, who were accepting donations to the Mishkan. Chizki b'shem Rebilah, afilu hachnosa ad shma minah, k'rim sheninu ha'am l'hoitzim mibateihem l'iten l'givboim, kach nimnu ha'givboim l'kabel miyodam l'achz l'ishcha. Chizki, quoting Elah, said that we learn even about hachnosa from this pasuk. Just like people refrain from taking from their houses to give to the givboim, the givboim refrain from taking from their hands and entering, bringing them into the chamber. Chizki b'shem Rebacha, shama kolhen min adin kaya, letesiu masim b'teichem b'yem ha'shavos b'chavolach olay sa'asu. The second answer says, Chizki quoting Rebacha, is that we learn all of them means haitzah and achnasa from the pasuk that says in Yom Yerpek Yud Zayin, pasuk chaf beis, do not take out a load from your houses on Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos, and you shall not do any melacha. Yasu b'shem b'yichnon hechnes chatzi goges, Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one who brought in half a gerus and took out half a gerus is liable. What Rabbi Yochanan says, unlike Rabbi Yosef in the following verse, rather it's like the first Tana. The Tani hoitzi chatzi gerus v'chazav hoitzi chatzi gerus v'halem echad chayev b'shnei alam is potter. Rabbi Yosef says if one took out half a gerus and then took out another half gerus in one halem, he is liable. In two halamois, he is exempt. Rabbi Yosi Omer, v'alem echad, v'roshus echad, chayev. V'alem echad, b'shtei roshuyos, oi b'shtei halimois, v'roshus echad, pater. Rabbi Yosi says, in one halam, in one roshus, he is liable. In one halam, in two roshuyos, or in two halamois, in one roshus, he is exempt. Kashen, ilo hoitza, v'hoitza, enen mitzta'ofes, kubiasa, le koshuken hachnasa v'hoitza, havi ma'adam Rabbi Yochanan, deloi kubiasi. It's difficult to say that Rabbi Yosi holds that Rabbi Yochanan, Haitzah and Haitzah, two different Roshuris, do not join according to Rabbi Yosi, or the more so, Hachnosa and Haitzah don't join. And this shows that what Rabbi Yochanan said is unlike Rabbi Yosi. Hamma, Rabbi La, Reisef Zavah, Shnei Psochim, Pesuchim, Lestei Paltiois, El Hafilu Psochim, Lepaltia Achas. Rabbi La says that Rabbi Yosi exempts not only when two openings of the Chatzif in which he was Moitzi open to two roads, each is a different Rosh Hashanah, but even if they open to one road, it's as if he was Moitzi two roads and he's exempt. And we take out the next line, we should say, Kama de Rabbi Yosi, Madami Roshuris Lahalimois Liftor, Kach Madami Roshuris Lahalimois Lechiev. The Gemara asks that just like Rabbi Yosi equates Roshuris to Helamois to exempt, so he should equate Roshuris to Helamois to obligate. Shim Hoitzi kagoy geres, bepesach zeh kugeres bepesach zeh, behelem echad, shema, as you say, chayev shtayim. If one was moitzi a goy geres through this opening, and a goy geres through this opening in one helem, is he liable twice? Certainly not. Am Rav Yudin, as you say, lechiv, af Rav Yosi moidi, medam Rav Shuris, lechilas vasihim. And Rav Yudin answered that for chiv, even Rav Yosi agrees that separate Rav Shuris are not like separate helamis, rather separate Rav Shuris are like eating within the time to eat half loaves. Shim ochel chatzi zayif pesich kedei achilas pas hazeh, v'chatzi zayif pesich kedei achilas pas hazeh, shema ein potter. If he ate a half a kezayif in the time to eat this half loaf and half a kezayif in the time to eat this loaf, is he not exempt? Surely they don't join to obligate him. Ochel kama zisim bekama pasim behelen echad ein achai v'la'achas. If he ate several kezayif in the time to eat several half loaves in one helem, is he not liable only once? And likewise, separate Roshuris divide one shear to exempt, they don't divide multiple shurim to obligate multiple chatois. The one of Kisan said that rather than comparing it to eating chaylev, compare it to other malachos of Shabbos. If he wove one thread in this garment and one thread in this garment, is he not exempt? If he wove several threads in several garments in one helem, is he not liable only twice, only once?